possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning, it is the WIP Morning Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. We are broadcasting from the beautiful NovaCare Complex, looking out at the field that yesterday was the scene of the first open practice of the season. Eagles and Browns, James Seltzer and Joe DeCameron, our guy John Ritchie was on the field yesterday. Rich, how'd it feel yesterday getting out and watching some real hitting, some real football-type stuff out there? How you feeling today, brother?
Hello, Jimmy. I feel amazing. It's a gorgeous morning, really gorgeous, looking out on these practice fields. I have a troubling fact.
Oh, no. Not what I wanted this morning.
Man, African elephants, a study in 2017, they tracked the sleep patterns of African elephants, and they usually sleep for just 2 hours per day.
That sounds horrible.
2 hours per day. And many, many times, they'll stay awake for extended periods, as many as 46 hours straight.
What?
They'll stay awake because they feel they're being predated.
Oh, so they like feel like they have to stay awake or they will die, essentially.
This seems like such an anxiety-laden life.
It sounds
being
horrible.
Being an African elephant. But think about it. You're out there on the savannah.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're a giant elephant. Mm-hmm. And, like, what are you supposed to do if a bunch
of lions come
up and start trying to kill your babies?
You can't run. Like, right. What are you going to do?
What are you supposed to do?
On them or something?
It must be impossible to sleep. And those elephants, their sleep patterns reflect this. 2 hours a night and many times 46 hours straight with no sleep. I just felt so bad.
I do too. I had no idea how much empathy for African elephants.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and wow.
And you know, these are incredibly smart animals.
Yeah,
too.
Elephants are smart. Yeah.
That's the thing. They're so anxious because they're so smart. They have this incredible understanding of the peril that they're in and that their family is in. And they're so smart that they have a family.
Oh, wow.
And they remember. They mourn their lost relatives. I don't know.
The plight of the African
elephants. The elephants.
Yes. Yeah. This show is dedicated to all those African elephants out there.
I'll pour some of this out.
I feel really sad.
Pour some of my coffee here. My chicory coffee.
I don't know how we turn it around. You know, this is such a tough way to start the show, but we're going to have to power through. Good morning, everyone. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and Joe DeCameron, Rhea Hughes hanging out again from the NovaCare Complex.
Deep stuff.
Honestly, yes. For real, deep. Like, you know, concerning. I want to go save the African elephants, you know, build like, you know, enclosures for them or something where they can't get attacked.
It does make
me
feel
kind of
sad.
Something.
It makes me feel sad thinking about it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk football.
All right.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah.
Hey.
So
you got to be out there
yesterday.
Man.
Talk to me, dude.
I got to watch practice yesterday, and there was so much to take in. The offense going on this field and the defense going on the adjacent field at the same time, man, it was like sensory overload for me.
I bet.
I was so
excited.
You've been
waiting for it, too.
And then it's, you know, amazing folks around. You know, I saw Mike Quick, talk to him for a little bit. I got to see Deuce.
Who
lost a lot of weight, I heard.
Yeah.
He looks really svelte. I mean, like, svelter than when we played together. Deuce looks he looks great.
I saw
BG, I saw Brandon Graham out there talking with Deuce, and it was amazing. Big Dom came over and was like, hey, you want to talk to Deuce? and I said, absolutely, Big Dom, that would be awesome. And he said, come on, let's go.
That's awesome.
And I'm kind of looking around. Now, I've been reprimanded for the picture taking, mm-hmm. like, a couple times this year. I've been told that I needed to get away from where I was. Like, I tried to walk around the field on the far side earlier in camp. So I do feel as though I am, I don't know, frowned upon.
Like you've got a scarlet letter on you or something?
Like I'm sort of on top secret probation.
They're watching yeah. you. Is your circle
yeah.
got eyes on you at all times?
A little bit. Like I made
or is
sure.
Is that John Ritchie again?
I made sure that I went and got my tag yesterday to be official, because there were times that I didn't know that I was supposed to have a tag. So I do think I'm trying to repair my image in the eyes of the guards.
Well, it seems good. I mean, Dom's coming up to you and leading you around the field. Yeah.
But that's
a good
the
sign.
Thing. Like, Dom is being nice. So, so that's the. It was this massive, huge conflux of feelings all at once. Like, I'm afraid, but I'm also enthralled, and I'm also like invigorated, and now I get to walk out on the field where the guys are practicing for the first time since I played. I'm on the practice field while the guys are out there, and I'm looking around like, this can't be real. This can't be real. Someone's going to come up and say, "Sir, you got to get back. You got to be," and say, "Big Dom, come on, man. You know he can't come out here." But that didn't happen. And so I just get to walk with Big Dom, and we get out to where Deuce is. And Deuce is talking to BG, and I felt a little bit bad because they're having a conversation and I interrupt, and, you know, Big Dom is taking pictures of us and stuff. And it's and Deuce himself is kind of like, dude, you know, like, there's practice going on. I can see it in Deuce's face. Like, I'm hugging him and stuff, but then I can see he's looking back to where his players are and where practice is happening. And I kind of know that my time
you
out there
should
on
let
the
Deuce
practice
go.
Field, yeah, it, I'm no longer welcome as much as I was, and so like, but see you, Deuce. It's great seeing you. Thank you, Big Dom. I can't believe, Big Dom, how kind you are.
It's really kind, and it's,
what an awesome.
What
gesture.
I can't believe, and it tickles me, is the joy that you get. You're like, I was on the practice field. I'm like, you played in the NFL. Like,
he is
little,
so geeked up.
He's like a kid if they get taken out of the practice. I can't believe it. I was in the middle of the field. I love it.
I know, but it's so it is so fun for me to watch what's going on while it's happening. And yesterday, there are a few things I took
away.
Yeah,
let's dive in.
It was, man, Cooper DeJean is our safety. Cooper DeJean
in base.
So comfortable in base as safety. I can't imagine they don't consider that, really strongly consider that for the regular season. And then, you know, you move them to the nickel when the offense that you're facing goes three wide receivers. When the offense you're going against goes to zebra, or, you know, that personnel group that has one back, three wide receivers, one tight end, then you go Cooper. Cooper, head up and cover the nickel guy. The rest of the time, you and Reed Blankenship are going to be our safeties.
How hard is that?
It looks good.
We hear so much about, like, putting so much on a young player.
He's
those
fine.
Two, yeah, those
he's
two positions, like the obligations.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
He's so smart with all of it. It's just like breathing for him. And this is something that I'm sure he's played, you know, throughout his
college
experience
career and
coming
stuff,
up
yeah.
through. He is so interchangeable in terms of his skill set and the position experience that he has accrued over the seasons. You know, he's a plug-and-play guy. Just, again, so incredible. He and Jalen Carter were the reason for our success last year. Jalen Carter, because he always took two, sometimes more than two, and Cooper DeJean, because once we started playing him, we realized we could always be in the right personnel grouping, because his versatility meant the offense couldn't be right. Like, the offense would try to catch us with our pants down, like, create mismatches, and you couldn't do it because Cooper DeJean can do everything a slot guy needs to do. He can hold up against the run. He can cover you in man. He can cover in zone. It's just and he's so smart to boot. And an unbelievable tackler. The toughest, hard-nosed, strike-you type of tackler that wants it. That's important, too. A leader out there, and that's going to continue to grow. Just unbelievable. It's so cool to watch that. I watched Jahad Campbell get held a lot.
Really?
And it was not getting called. Jahad Campbell was shaken loose and illegally blocked an awful lot yesterday. Must be frustrating for him. That's something that probably happens when you are that skilled. I would not know. I played inside linebacker. I certainly did not have the type of shake and movement skills and holy cow, pursuit that he does. It's exciting to watch him out there with the starters, really, really playing well. I thought that on our offensive side of things, no AJ. I don't know how much that hurt our approach to offense yesterday. You know,
feels like they've always been just such a different offense when he's not in there.
Yeah, it sort of happened in the joint practice. I don't know if I'm assuming AJ probably won't be able to go today, but who knows?
They're just being cautious.
They're being cautious. I'm fine. Yeah. I don't.
AJ doesn't
that.
Need the practice.
No,
you know?
He's pretty good.
I felt like Jalen had a bad day yesterday. I don't know how much of that had to do with no AJ. I don't know how much of that had to do with offensive line that was shuffled a little bit.
Yeah, no Landon, obviously.
Yeah. Landon Dickerson, and there was some other rotation, too. You know, it wasn't
guys
always Lane Johnson at times. Man, speaking of, you know, Lane, both of our starting offensive tackles against Myles Garrett, it was like... There's nothing you can do.
Wow, he's just
to
so
stop
good.
Myles Garrett.
1-on-1.
No matter what you throw at him.
Yeah.
No, they held their own to, you know, some degree. But
well said.
But there's only so much you can do. Like that Myles Garrett is
something else.
Just a future all everything. He will be
the Hall of Famer. Yeah.
He'll
make the Hall of Fame.
He might be the most talented player in the NFL.
For my money, it's him
and Micah Parsons, and he's so much bigger than Micah Parsons is. That presents more problems for me. But anyway, he was amazing yesterday. Jalen's day, he was hurried because of Myles Garrett all day long. You know, whether Miles was coming from this side, or wherever, Myles Garrett was too much for our offensive.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Line to handle.
215-592-9494. What's top of mind with you for the Eagles right now? We heard a lot of stuff. Next segment, I want to get more into Jalen's day, what John saw again, how much of an issue the pressure was. What's top of mind with the Eagles? I mean, the offensive line stuff, that's concerning. We don't know that Landon Dickerson's going to be ready to start the season. Their piece is shuffling. I was talking to Elliot Shore Parks yesterday. He'll be on with us at 8:30. He was talking about his concerns with the fact that we don't still know who the starting outside corner is. I mean, Adoree Jackson, Jacorian Bennett, Keely Ringo, no one's grabbing that job. There's some real questions. So 215-592-9494, what's top of mind with you for the Eagles? We'll get into the Phillies, obviously, Ugly loss last night, and really offensively an ugly series. They don't score in 25 out of 27 innings in that series.
That was painful.
That's not going to get it done. We'll get into that as well. Plus your calls, 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. It's the morning show. We're coming right back. There it is. Little Dire Straits from Louis Coco back in the studio. I love to hear it. Love when the youngins play the right kind of music, John. You
Lewis
know what I'm
plays
saying?
A lot of old school music.
Yeah, Lewis is an old soul.
Yes, he
That's
is.
The thing about Lewis, and I appreciate that. We're broadcasting from the Novik Air Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Camarilla Hughes, hanging out, Lewis Coco, back in the studio.
That song right there. That song was amazing.
Yeah.
That song was the summer of 1985, mm-hmm. Dire Straits. That was playing at the Hampton Pool.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one. I Shout from Tears for Fears.
Oh, I
huge
love that song.
Hampton Pool summer song. Dire Straits, wow. That guitar riff.
So cool.
It's impossible for me to... I never, ever try to play that song. I never even want to try to touch that song because I know it's so far beyond my abilities,
wow.
my capabilities.
Well, Knopfler is a fascinating guy. He went on to do like movie composing and all type of stuff.
He's another guy who, like me, is who I just recently learned. This is from one of our callers. I learned he is a left-hander.
Yeah, I remember
in
that.
Real life,
yeah.
Who plays guitar right-handed.
It's cool.
You know, in my case, that was because all the guitars were right-handed.
You just picked
in
it up
the seventh
and
grade music room. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the necessity is the
I don't know
mother
what
of invention
was.
Or whatever. Same type of thing there.
Yeah, that's really cool. That song. Awesome. Amazing song. And remember, they had Sting come in and guest, like, talk.
I want my
yeah, yeah.
TV.
What in the world was that? That was so new to that time period, having a guest star. It like the guest rapper, that was not a thing yet. So that was groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's a great call, and it did really become a thing.
Oh, big
obviously.
Time. Big
yeah,
time. But that, I think that's the first time I can ever remember seeing or
so, like, David Bowie and Under Pressure is one,
oh.
that, an early one that I don't remember exactly when that was, but that was like an earlier version of that type of thing. But there aren't many of those, like that time period, early 80s, mid 80s, of that stuff as much. It's really when you get past that to the 90s. But yeah, Knopfler was the freaking man. 215-592-9494 is the man still alive? I don't mean to kill off Mark Knopfler.
We do that all the time.
We do, yeah, especially Joe. All right, coming to the phones in a couple minutes. Plus, we're going to tell you in a minute how you can win Adam Sandler tickets today, the Sandman. But Richie, offensive side of the ball, we got a lot of thoughts on Cooper Jean, the defense, what you saw out there. All we really heard offensively was that Jalen was under pressure, which like I said, I spoke to Elliot yesterday, and we'll have Elliot on at 8:30 today. He'll tell us what he saw yesterday, but that was a big theme for him, what he saw yesterday as well. Your mm-hmm. thoughts on the offense as a whole?
Yeah, again, I don't know how much things changed because you know, their choices were altered without their star wide out on the outside. I thought Johnny Wilson made up for some of the AJ absence, and I saw another go up and get it play like in the game.
That's great.
I think he had another one later. He's doing it like he just discovered it's easy.
He's like, oh, I can do
it's
this.
It's a talent of his being
cow.
That's all.
But it might be. I don't know. It might be the quarterbacks are now giving him more of an opportunity than they were before because
sure.
he's
trusting
proven
him.
He can do it in game situations.
And they love his blocking. He's just got to catch the ball.
They always loved the blocking, but now they have this, my gosh, he is gigantic. And that's when they say he's the tallest wide receiver in the NFL. I know he's listed at 6'6". He must be 6'6" and like 11/12.
Really?
Yeah. He is gigantic. And the arm length and just the reach, it's spectacular. And he can never be covered. There is no way any defender.
If he's
going to
do that.
I don't care which one you want to try to match up with him. He can go up and get it over anyone you try to defend him with. Except if whoever we play goes and tries to put, I don't know, Joel Embiid
right.
in there to defend the corner sticks. I don't know. But
no, but John, you're
that
right. That's
awesome.
Huge. If he's not going to go up and get the ball over people, like, why is he there? You know,
yeah.
like that's the special skill
he
that he has
so
that he has
great
to use.
Last year at blocking, but did nothing as a receiver. I'm telling you, this is a thing.
It's exciting.
This is, and maybe it took McKee to unlock it in the game, but again, now that he's done it in that situation, he's doing it out on the practice field. You can see against good competition, you know, against the starters from the Cleveland Browns. That's no one. I don't remember exactly who it was over, but it doesn't matter. Whoever it's over, he's going to be smaller than Johnny Wilson.
Right.
And Johnny Wilson is striking fear into these defenders as a blocker. That's sure. And our run game, that it doesn't matter who's carrying the football, if it's Shipley, if it's Dylan. We didn't see a whole lot of Saquon yesterday. It's not supposed to be this easy to run the football.
Lane said, in
a practice situation where it's thud like that, you're not supposed to have chunks the way that they did before anyone was even touching them or near them. And this was with Toth in there at times. This is with a mix and match of the offensive line. But, man, both backs besides Saquon were impressive yesterday, and they didn't really have to do a whole lot of shake and bake. Like, it was, holy cow, 5 yards downfield before they're even threatened. And now 7 yards, 8 yards, but now this is a huge game. We have chunks every single time. Every single time they hand the ball off, it's a chunk, and it could be hitting your head on the goalpost.
215-592-9494. All right, coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can win Adam Sandler tickets. We'll get into the Phillies last night. I have to bring something up with the Phillies.
You still think they're winning a championship?
Yeah, I do. I'm not overreacting to last night.
I'm teasing.
What I will say is there is someone that we have not talked nearly enough about who it's just time to put him in the crosshairs. Like, it's time. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, we have let it go far too long.
Okay.
Who it is, what it is, that's coming up next. Sean, did you have something?
One more thing I forgot to say in regard to Johnny Wilson. The way that he's playing, he has won. He has won
a roster spot.
Roster spot. He beat out Jahan Dotson in my mind. Like, I think this is going to be he's our third wide receiver 80% of the time.
Oh, wow. I think
Jahan Dotson's awesome. Jahan Dotson is a really skilled, he's an excellent wide receiver. But Johnny Wilson, he's made himself indispensable.
We'll see.
And now the way he has blossomed and discovered, hey, they can't cover me, man. This is a real thing.
We'll ask Elliot Shore Parks at 8:30 his thoughts on that specific thing. That's a fascinating thought from John. 215-592-9494. Again, coming up next, we'll tell you how you can win Adam Sandler tickets right here on the morning show on 94 WIP. I could have gone without hearing Jordan Romano's name in the update. I don't know about you guys.
How about Joel Embiid?
It's like just a list of the most annoying people in my life right now, which is great. Jordan Romano, my least favorite Philly in a while. God, that guy is so annoying on just every level.
It was so.
I mean, he might be a nice guy.
Oh,
I know.
His eyes, though. His eyes make me furious.
Yeah. They make me
just
nervous.
Furious. Yeah. And it's almost like the anxiety in his eyes, like his own indecision and fear or something.
It makes
me, I can feel it. It's palpable, and it makes me hate him for his weakness.
And he's twitching, and he's doing his little like wind up thing, a little like it's like, I hate you. Stop
but
it. Then, I don't
at
hate
the
you.
Same time,
sorry,
like, I
don't hate you. That was rude.
We
I don't
should
hate
be
you.
Sympathetic. Like, come on, like. Learn to do better, please. We need you to do better.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Or just learn to be DFA'd, as far as I'm concerned at this point.
Wow.
We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Service, Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Cameron, Rhea Hughes hanging out. Louis Coco back
in
the studio.
Yesterday, I thought Jalen was low and behind his receivers. Mm. And I think some of that was from being rushed, you know.
From the pass rush and all that.
Yeah. But it was pretty consistent, you know. And it felt like we have these plays that come in with the choices. Like, if you get this look, then we run this pass play. Yesterday, it came in that the look that we got was dictated run in a lot of instances, and when it did, it hit. And it didn't matter who it was, whether it was Shipley, whether it was Dylan, they were chunk yardage, hit their head on the goalpost, everyone's celebrating type runs, because that's a huge first down, extending the drive. It might be a touchdown. It's a breakaway type run. And that's not the usual. Right. I don't think that's when you're talking about the joint practices, the starters versus starters, I think that we've been sort of lulled into this sense of like, okay, that's just how it is. Like when you do thud practices, guys are running free, 70 yards down the field. That was a competitive practice. Like the Browns were trying to stop us from being able to do that.
Well, I'm sure the Browns came in motivated. They're coming in to face Super Bowl champs, all that type of stuff. But like, yeah, that makes sense. That was a real aggressive type of situation.
It seems as though we have almost forgotten how hard it is to do what the Eagles did yesterday.
Yeah.
They even though the passing game it was a little bit rushed.
The point is they're so good at running the football that it almost is like, oh, it's like it almost looks too easy. Is that
we
kind of what you're saying?
Granted,
yeah.
And it's not supposed to be that good.
That's really
it's
fascinating.
It's not supposed to look that good.
And you said like barely any Saquon. I know Elliot had mentioned that to me too. Like they're just moving the ball with Chip and Dylan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, Shipley. That's exciting. They looked phenomenal because they weren't touched.
Yeah. Lane Johnson said that opposing teams will not want to see Dylan come downhill.
Yeah, well, especially, John, you've talked about especially after you're tackling Saquon for
huge.
The first,
oh my gosh,
whatever quarter of the game, and then this bull comes in. Yeah,
all those backs. We're talking even Shipley,
and Jalen too. I mean, Jalen's Haas. Yeah. When he's running too.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fascinating. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get Richie's thoughts on joint practice throughout the day. We'll be out there again to see it today. And Elliot Troyer Parks at 8:30 with his thoughts. In addition, obviously, what's top of mind with you for the Eagles? When you hear this training camp stuff, does it hit you? Does it concern you if Jalen had a bad day, or do you not take it too seriously in terms of what it means moving forward? Plus, in addition to that, we're going to get to the Phillies in a sec. I got to put someone out there. Like,
uh-oh.
I had to put him on blast, as they say, because we haven't talked about it enough, and I'm surprised we haven't. But first, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, the Sandman. You're My Best Friend tour on September 19th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And here's how we're going to do it today. A famous image, the VJ Day kiss.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Seamus Clancy, who famously recreated it and got married because of it, or is engaged because of it.
Oh, God, that's right. That's
one of the cooler stories. But we figure we take it to the realm of movies. The idea of the photo, if you were to John Ritchie freeze frame any movie at a moment, you could pick any image from any movie ever. What is the best image from any movie ever? So many massive answers on the board today. Again, Adam Sandler tickets on the line here. We talked about it yesterday. It's a not a cheap ticket. This is quite a cool prize to win, and you get to see the Sandman in person in Philly. John Ritchie, give me an iconic still image from a movie.
So hard to isolate one of these moments from this movie, but for me, it's The Matrix, the bullet dodging, slow-mo, stop action. Holy cow, what the heck just happened? I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And it just grazes his shoulder, the last one.
I think it's Keanu Reeves on the rooftop with the agent who shoots him, and it's a flurry.
So cool.
And yeah, and then one grazes him and he falls. So it's right before that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Right before the helicopter.
The freeze frame. That freeze frame. I don't. That just blew everyone in the theater's mind, and people stood up and shouted. People couldn't believe what we were taking in.
I feel the same way.
And it started the whole way back at the beginning of the movie when you had Trinity running on the wall.
Flipping over.
Running along the wall and flipping backwards, just defying physics.
When the cop's talking to Mr. Smith, and he's like, "Officer, your men are already dead." It's so good when he's like, you remember? It's like, it's just one girl. We got his officer. Your
this
men are already
intense.
Dead.
Intense.
So
this
good.
Movie's different.
So good. Love it. Rhea Hughes, give us an iconic still image from a movie.
Breakfast Club. Bender.
Fist in the air. Yes. Little Simple Minds. Yes. How about it?
Love it.
Don't you forget about me. Louis Coco back in the studio. An 80s man himself, as we've already established. I'm sure he knows a little Simple Minds. Louis Coco, give us a freeze frame image from a movie.
Yeah, one of my most favorite movies of all time. How about when that Miss Mia Wallace and Mr. Vincent Vega do the twist at Jack Rabbit Slim's in Pulp Fiction.
A little Chuck Berry in the background. Well, you never can tell.
That is a good one.
That is a very good one. He's doing the cross the eye move as I do it for the YouTube there.
Lewis, why are you an 80s person?
Oh,
like
I grew
an 80s
old soul,
aficionado.
Man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I grew up on it. My parents raised me on 80s music, 90s music. I'm a huge R.E.M. fan. I could go
that.
On and on.
You
but,
don't see many R.E.M. fans. No, we've talked about that.
So 90s.
80s and 90s.
Pull it out, buddy. Yeah, pull it out.
Yeah.
90s, are you talking grunge? Did you get into the grunge stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a Green Day fan, too. One of the greatest concerts I've ever seen. Green Day.
Yeah, they're great. Look at this. Look at this. Is Louis. Louis is like 25 years old.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Right? 25, 26, right?
24,
here? 24. Oh, I even aged him a little bit. You love to see it. All right. I will go with a movie that, and I know that I have said this movie is overrated, and I do believe that it is overrated. But one thing that is not overrated about E.T. is the shot with the bikes and the moon. Like, that is magic. There's a reason it's the image for the Spielberg
answer.
Thing. It's
I would
magic.
Not have been able to vote against
it's
that.
Magic.
I was
it's magic.
Thinking
it
the
is,
same thing,
it
John.
Is such a good answer. I had to take
no,
it off
it's a good
the
call.
Board. All right, 215-592-9494. The best answer to iconic still freeze frame from movie. There's so many answers, so many great ones, is going to win the Adam Sandler tickets. Coming up in a minute, a Phillies issue I got to get into. First, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Eddie?
Good morning, team. Mixed reviews about training camp yesterday, kind of echoing a little bit of what John Ritchie said. Just when you have a guy like Myles Garrett, who's like, it's amazing like at how well Jalen Carter's played. He's not quite Myles Garrett yet. Like, he's, it's like the ceiling of all ceilings for a defensive player, but it just kind of shows you how good this guy is. Like, he could totally wreck an offensive line, especially one that's missing one of its best players, regardless of, like, who you plug in there for practice. It's like they're missing a guy. Like, they don't have that continuity. And hopefully we get him, get Dickerson back for week one, but it's sort of like the perfect storm of you're missing a guy and you're going up against the Hall of Famer. Like, it's almost unfair.
Yeah. It's something you got to figure out a way to overcome in a game situation. Yesterday there were times they didn't game plan for the Browns, so they didn't plan to give the tackles help. In a game situation, you would change your protections to account for him. You would slide everything his way, and you would keep a tight end, an extra tight end in to sort of, help out. They weren't doing that sort of thing yesterday, so that skews what we saw in terms of the production. But we still, if you're talking who ended up winning the day, who won the – it felt like the Eagles – had so much talent on the field on both sides that it was not debatable which side was better. I'm hoping that's not because, like, I'm showing a bias.
Well,
or
so
something?
Elliot Chorpark said the same thing, and we'll have him on.
Oh,
but
really?
He gave the Eagles a slight win for the day in his scoring
really?
System. Yes, he said it was close. Now there was some controversy. There were other reporters, Jimmy Kemsky among them, who said that he thought they actually lost the day.
Yeah, that's most of the people I said.
We'll get into it with Elliot, who is, according to himself, the official scorekeeper, record keeper of this.
Oh, stuff. Is he now?
Oh, very.
Well, he's the only one who wears a
very
notebook
much.
Around his
he,
neck.
He, so I actually texted him and said, you know, there's disputes. And he said, well, that's good. Those don't matter because I'm the only one
he's
that matters.
He's the definitive.
So, yes. So we will get definitive breakdowns and stuff. But yeah, Ed, it definitely good. Seemed like the offense wasn't
we'll be
at
able
its
to get
best
to the
yesterday.
Bottom of it yep. later when we talk to
exactly.
Elliot.
8:30. Eddie, you got a iconic image from a movie for us?
Going out with the Blaze of Glory and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah. As they're jumping, you going with the jump?
I still haven't seen that.
It's really good. It's a great movie.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Really
that.
Great. Yeah, the Redford Newman thing, the Sting, the
See, I don't know,
Butch
like,
Cassidy.
The Redford Newman thing.
Yeah.
Like, that means nothing to
wow.
me.
Wow, you got
to
check
wow.
it. You should watch The Sting. I mean,
nothing
The Sting is a delightful movie. Really great. Best Picture winner in 1973, I think, or something like that.
But 1973. I was -1.
But the 70s are the best decade for movies. The best. Like, if I could only... It's the 70s and the 90s are my
but
two favorite decades.
I was...
I know, but I was even younger. I was
I
less,
know, you
less negative,
negative
than
you.
10, or more higher negative,
15,
I guess, whatever it is.
20.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494.
There's a great Robert Redford movie with Brad Pitt you might like.
The Spy Game. Games. Yeah, solid movie.
Phenomenal.
All right, Twitter poll
I
question.
I do like Brad Pitt a lot.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's a man. Did you see F1?
No.
Oh, it's great.
But I just saw a thing, Celebrity IOU, where
yep.
he... Have you seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's
I
really
don't know,
good.
I don't know what
brothers,
this is.
Yeah.
They come in and they like... Wow,
they
redid built
his
this
makeup
thing.
Artist, or
yes.
his, yeah,
they did
really
his makeup good. Artist, and he seems like such a nice guy.
Sure, oh yeah,
she's like worked really with him for like 20 years, and
dude,
he
check out yeah. F1. F1 is a really, really fun movie. Really good sports movie.
Somehow yeah. to watch F1,
very entertaining. It's the same guy who made Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah,
F1.
No,
yeah.
I've intended to watch
yeah,
it.
You'll like it when you watch
oh,
it. All
yeah.
right, let's get to. I'm asking this question for a reason. I want to see if either John Ritchie or Reeves can or Rita Hughes, as we've been calling
Rita,
her recently,
Rita
can under or can ascertain why I'm asking this question. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive ArminChevy.com. The question for today is, who do you think is most likely to bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper in the playoffs? Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos, or JT Romito? The obvious answers we know.
If anybody votes for Nick Castellanos.
Nick Castellanos.
Thank you. That's
why
I'm
Have you seen
thank you.
His stats
thank
for the
you.
Last?
This is the whole point. That's yeah. the guy I'm putting on blast. We have not talked
no.
on this show nearly enough
yeah.
about how disastrous Nick Castellanos has been offensively.
Look
since the
his,
All-Star
look
break.
Look at his average. Look
so
at his
I got
average.
You, John, here.
Okay,
you want me to give
yeah.
you some numbers? Yeah.
Not really.
So ready? So since the All-Star break. The All-Star break. That was over a month ago, the All-Star break. Or like, right? Yeah. yeah, over a month ago. It's August 14th, a month ago. Nick Castellanos is batting 195. 195.
Wow.
His on-base percentage, get this. Are you ready for this? Since the All-Star break. His on-base percentage is 224. I don't know that I've ever seen a number that low in an on-base percentage in this situation. He has a 541 OPS since the All-Star break. Just in the month of August, you ready for this? A 179 batting average, a 179 OBP. Yes, that means he has not walked in the month of August.
It's not exactly.
And he is slugging. Yeah. He's slugging 256. He's got a 294 on-base percentage for this season.
Yeah, they can't.
So take it for what it's worth. Like, WAR is a stat that some people like, some people don't.
Yeah.
According to FanGraphs WAR, Nick Castellanos is one of the 9 worst regulars of people who are qualified to play enough innings to qualify. He's one of the 9 worst players in baseball this season, at least according to WAR. So which makes sense when you look at his offensive numbers. He's a bad right fielder. We know that. He'll catch up and get him.
Is that staying around?
Yeah. Honestly, we might be getting the point where Max Kepler in right field is a better. He's a much better defensive player 100%. In right field. Like, if Nick Castellanos is going to give them this offensively, like, We need to have a Nick Castellanos conversation because we have not talked about it. It's getting really bad. 215-592-9494 to chime
Maybe
in.
Maybe they left him in Cincinnati. Could go back.
Well, that was the last time he was a great player. I know. When he played in Cincinnati. The Nick Castellanos thing, and look, the Phillies last night, another shutout. I guess they didn't get shut out the night before. Harper hit the ninth inning home run, but it felt like a shutout. And it's really, you know, they had the one big inning in game one, the four-run inning.
And that's it.
They've been shut out 25 of 27 innings in Cincinnati. Not a great series. 215-592-9494. We'll get more into the Phillies as the show goes on. But the Nick Castellanos thing, are you concerned? Because we know that, you know, Topper's going to play him. Castellanos is going to be a big part of this postseason lineup. I'm starting to get a little concerned about Nick Castellanos and what he can contribute. And starting to think that maybe, you know.
At least we've got playing a Kepler against the right hand.
Can you believe it? We're talking, I'm saying
cover.
Max Kepler. I wanted him off the team 2 weeks ago.
We've got lots of outfielders now to throw at this.
All right, put him out there. Put him out there. Put him out there. 215.
Crawford, call him up.
For real, though. All right, 215-592-9494. Chime in on again. You can win Adam Sandler tickets. Give us the best freeze frame iconic image from any movie ever. So many great answers on the board. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.